Yes, now you can speak into right there.
Okay, it's Jack Purdom, Whiskey 8 Tango Echo Echo, and just finished a talk at FDIM for home brewing.
And what did you cover in the home brewing talk?
Well, what is home brewing? And basically it's people who have the ability and knowledge to design, like Pete. I mentioned Pete Giuliano in it.
Yeah.
And those people have the talent to design and build. Others of us who are not as talented have to rely on kits and either building a straight kit or, in my case, sometimes modifying a kit, what I call a tweener. It's in between something that you've designed and something that's just a kit. And then I also talked about different things that I found over the years that made it easier for me to build a kit and to have some success at building a kit.
Okay, and how do you differ from Mike Bryce, who talks about repairing things which don't work and have no idea why?
You know, I'm not as good at that as I would like to be. I'm still learning, and my cohort, Al Peter, AC8GY, is teaching me. But most of the time, if you build something and it doesn't work, the best thing to do is to take it to your local club meeting and talk to your other members, because you'll find somebody who knows enough to help you out and get things going again.
Oh, that's great if you have a local club.
Well, that's true. If you don't have a local club, the next stop would be your high school physics class. Seek out the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Or junior college or college. If you have a college nearby, then you're home free, because those guys are pretty sharp. And I've yet to run into one who wasn't happy to help you if you say that you're ham, you built something, and you don't have the equipment to test it. Can they help you? And almost always they're more than willing to help.
Oh, sometimes they're even thrilled to help.
Yeah, well, that you're taking an interest, yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's been my experience.
Yes.
So you have any advice for people who want to try and build things?
Try it.
Have never done it before?
Absolutely try it. Most of the equipment that you buy now, if you buy from reputable dealers like QRP Labs or QRP Guys or something like that, they have good products, they have good directions and instructions, and most of them have good support. QRP Labs has excellent support, so you can write in and actually have Hans, the designer, help you work out the kinks, whatever that might be.
That's handy, because we've always had that.
That's very handy. And the biggest thing to do is to overcome your fear that you're not going to succeed. Even if you fail, you learn something.
Right.
And the next time, it will be easier, and you'll have better success at it.
Oh, it's failed multiple times.
Absolutely.
Fail, and oh, then it works.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Not a problem. Enjoy it.